Kelsey Howard, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Wilmington, North Carolina. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you so much. I hope you are too.
yeah. What's the weather like there in Wilmington today?
Yeah, funny you should ask, because it's pretty cloudy and dreary and rainy today. And I'm so jealous you're in the summer season right now. Yeah.
Let's just do a little what is Wilmington like. So I Googled it this morning. It has a population supposedly of about 120,000.
Yeah.
And this statement that I found says, the question was, is Wilmington, North Carolina, a good place to live? And the answer is, Wilmington is in New Hanover County and is one of the best places to live in North Carolina. Living in Wilmington offers residents a dense suburban feel, and most residents rent their homes. In Wilmington, there are a lot of restaurants, coffee shops, and parks, and the public schools are highly rated.
Yeah.
Do you agree with those statements?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, growing up here, I've been super lucky. Like, my parents' house is right next to a creek. And so we've been able to go out boating growing up. I went, you know, down to the dock all the time and used my little net to like catch crabs, and I went fishing, and we live back in the woods. So for me personally, it was an amazing place to have a childhood. And in North Carolina, you know, I'd say if you could either be, you know, by the beach or by the mountains, that's a good place to be. So, yeah, Wilmington has a lot to offer, and we have a ton of people moving here. So, you know, I think growing up here, I probably take for granted how lucky I am, but I think I'm definitely realizing as I get older how wonderful it really is here. So,
you're a registered nurse.
Yeah.
How has your work been the last year? Has it just been pretty crazy?
Yeah, you know, I work in wound care, which is already kind of like a very interesting field of medicine. So when the virus first started to hit, we had a lot of cancellations, and we didn't know if we were going to even, you know, have jobs at the clinic that I work at, if we were going to have to go to the main hospital and like help. But luckily, we've been able to keep our little clinic going and have our little tight-knit group of nurses and doctors and everyone kind of be able to continue to work in wound care and not have to have too many crazy wild changes. So it's been good this past year, and I've been lucky for sure.
Yeah. And you're also an artist, which is obviously why you're on the podcast. And okay, let's start at the beginning. Yes. When did you start painting? Have you always been creative?
You know, I didn't realize at what point I think I started to paint until I saw these pictures that my mom shared with me. And I'm like probably 3 years old, and I have a little paintbrush in my hand and like one of those little easels in front of me with like just a scrap piece of paper, and like there's marks all over the paper. So I guess I was like trying to paint when I was pretty young, or my mom was just like stuck a paintbrush in my hand and was like, here, keep yourself occupied for a little while. But I think that is my first indication that I started to try to paint pretty early on in life, but I was pretty slow at it, kind of developing a routine and really developing a passion, you know, until the last few years. But I'd say, yeah.
It's always been there. What's your painting routine like now, fitting that in around nursing?
Most days I'll come home, get something to eat, and then change, obviously, and then go into my little studio space, paint for maybe an hour, hour and a half. Sometimes I'm not very good at restricting my time, and I paint for much longer than I need to, and I stay up later than I should. But I just try to fit it in as much as I can. And then the weekends, obviously, is my main time to paint. But I was listening to, you know, some of your podcasts before we spoke today, and it was interesting to hear some of the other artists pretty much say they did the same thing. Just every moment of their spare time, they fit in with painting and tried to get as much practice as they could. So I think, you know, it was cool to listen to hear other people say that they have a similar experience and way of doing things and, you know, developing your style and everything. It just takes time.
You do a range of landscapes, really stunning landscapes, oh, and then really vibrant animals. And then the ladies series, oh my God, yeah. I just, in particular, the women that you paint are, I would say, on the top of my list. How do those women come to mind? Is it people that you see, or is it kind of a general face that you then kind of tweak every now and then? How does that process happen?
So I think, like, it sounds kind of silly, but on Instagram, there's so many different people who, you know, are sharing photos of themselves. And I'm always kind of just scrolling around, you know, looking at different poses and just the way that the light may hit them, or different accessories, or just things that I find really interesting in different photographs. And I have a whole file of photographs in my computer, just of different faces that I find interesting. So I usually will refer to those faces for my paintings, and not to make them look, you know, exactly like those faces, but just to have a reference point of like, where is the light hitting and where are the shadows and how is the anatomy in this face different from this face? And just kind of, you know, faces are all so different. It's so fun to like explore different faces and the expressions that they can give and everything.